let me hide myself in thee.
In Hebrews 2:9, we have this word, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. I want us to think for a few moments about this matter of tasting death. You know, death in the scripture is not a cessation. It's an end of things as far as this world is concerned, but it involves a transition. It involves a departure. Death in Scripture is a separation. Mm-hmm. Separation of the soul from the body. That's the natural death, right? And of course, the Scripture, especially the Apostles' writings, talk about this matter of the second death, right? Which is the separation of the soul from God. Now, you know, Now, this matter of Jesus tasting death for every man, this had no bearing on the Edenic curse. I mean, the original, you know, because men continued to die. Remember, he said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And that's surely been the case, right? Down through the centuries and millennia of time, men have continued to die. And we only have three reprieves from this, right? We have it in Enoch. And we have it in Elijah and in the Lord Jesus Christ. They were exempted from this curse of death. Now we have this word in Romans 6:23. Remember, he said the wages of sin is death. That was the price. You know, the men engaged in sin, and they pay the price with their. This matter of the separation of the soul from the body, which was part of the original curse. But then Jesus said, in John 8:51, he said, if any man keep my saying, he shall never see death. I hope you're able to get a hold of this. You know, he shall never see death. Of course, his enemies, when they heard him say that, he said, how is it you say that if anyone keeps your saying, they shall never taste of death? They reinterpreted what the Lord said, but the Lord said he shall never see death. Of course, taste of death, of course, that's what we want to talk about, because taste of death is what the language of the Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. He said, he, by the grace of God, should taste death. You know, Jesus was the only one that actually could taste of death. He was the only one that, see, we, in the, there's a sense in which we couldn't taste of death. You know, it's tasting in the sense of, well, when I say tasting, I mean partaking of it and being able to recover from it. Jesus was able to, he was able to taste of death in the sense that he was cut off. He was cut off out of the land of the living, but he was cut off from his heavenly Father too. You know, he was cut off. And here we say these words, and it's so easy to say them, and yet, this matter of him being separated from the Father was something of that is really it's something that more than heart is able to fully comprehend. And right now I feel at a loss of even expressing these words, but you know, we know this matter of that this separation from the Father, you know, he was separated from God, which was just something that he greatly dreaded, and as he approached Gethsemane's garden. And so, but he was able to recover, see, and he recovered for our sakes. See, he tasted death. He not only tasted death, but he tasted death for every man. Mm-hmm. So when you think about Jesus tasting of death, see, now you may go through troubles and trials and difficult times and times that are grievous to be borne, But see, now you're never going to taste of death in this sense that Jesus did. See, you'll never, that's so long as you cleave unto the Lord, you know, as long as you're cleaving unto Him with purpose of heart, you know, He's actually tasted death for you. Mm-hmm. He's actually tasted it for you and I encourage you to think about these words, that He tasted death for every man. See, if there's any question about whether He tasted it for you, He tasted it for every man. If there anyone ever questions whether it was for them, see, He tasted death for every man. See, for every man, He tasted death. He tasted being cut off from the Father for every man. See, He tasted that in the behalf of every man. No man has to actually, you know, every man is going to have to give an account of why they didn't avail themselves of this. See, but every man, see, this is, if see, you see what I'm saying, how that this is something that, this is a blessed provision that God has made in His beloved Son. He tasted death. Well, it's just like he's the propitiation for our sins, but not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, right? So He tasted death. He tasted death for every man. For every man. For every man. That's you. And that's me. See, so as we partake of the Lord's table, let's think about Jesus tasting death for every man.
Let's pray. Thank You, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ, for this tasting of death that encompasses the sin of the world. There was a reckoning that had to be made, and it was paid, and therefore we are the beneficiaries of that, as we are receivers of that gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and we receive it through Jesus Christ our Lord. We receive this gift as we partake of the juice representing His blood, and of the bread representing His broken body. And for those, we thank You. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.